Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Dishes and Dimes brought to you by basketballnews.com on this lovely Sunday evening where you will get to hear it on a Monday morning. I'm your host, Noor, and I'm joined by Iman with Sandy, and we have a special guest for you today. He is going to make you laugh, and we just hope that he doesn't push you over the edge where you think that you have to cancel us that we brought him on. So we're really sorry as a heads up, but we're also very excited. So allow us to welcome, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Reese's Pieces. How you doing, Reese?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the episode. I'm excited. Big fan. So
how'd you like the intro? Was that okay?
It was as good as it was going to be. I expected a little hate, you know, so I think that's the best you guys could have done there to keep it safe, keep it PG, keep it on brand. So,
you know, kudos to you, props to you for like being prepared for that. I really appreciate it.
Go ahead.
How's Chicago doing?
Chicago's good. It's been like 60s all week. People are outside.
We don't know what that means.
Fahrenheit?
Yeah, we don't know what 60s means unless you're talking about like an age range.
Like 20 degrees Celsius. It's sunny. I'm sorry, that went right past me. But yeah, no, beautiful day out all weekend, sunny, people are outside, they're not wearing masks. I feel bad for my Canadian friends, you know, you guys are going through it right now.
Yeah, so
it's beautiful.
If you don't have a vaccine offer, don't worry about it. Like, don't talk about it. And as our token, actually not a token, but as like the person that we know who supports the Raptors in the U.S., I actually want to know, how does U.S. view the Raptors? Like, what's the topic of conversation once you're out at bars and you're having an argument about basketball? Like, how do the Raptors get translated to the American mind?
They don't view them. Like, the Raptors don't exist. That's kind of how it is. American basketball fandom is very mainstream. Like, even in Michigan, I know more Laker fans than I know Piston fans and stuff like that. In Chicago, yeah, Bulls are pretty big, but if you're not a Bulls fan, you're Knicks, Lakers, one of those household names, the ones that are on ESPN a lot. So I feel like whether if you're like from a local basketball city, like a Charlotte, those type of areas, maybe you'll get a little more exposure to like true fandom. But in like a big metropolitan city like Chicago, if it's not like the Bulls, it's your Lakers, it's your Knicks, it's your bandwagon teams like the Nets and stuff like that. Even like the Clippers, I've seen more of those than I would even see like my own team or some of these smaller teams that are more local driven, or like there's just a little more intimate relationship there if you're actually in that town. So talking about the Raptors with American fans, it's tough because a lot of their views and narratives are, it's a lot of horseshit, a lot of, oh, Kyle Lowry's a choker because he watched one playoff game in 2014. Yeah, well, like it gets you riled up and ready to argue, like, you know, short fuse when it comes to some of my favorite Raptors players and stuff like that. Or, yeah, I can't believe Vince Carter got traded that one time, like 15 years ago. Like, that's the type of conversations you're having when people talk about the Raptors or dunking. So you got to remind them that we're champions. You know, I love reminding them of that. And, you know, we are one of the bigger franchises in terms of ticket sales, merch, all of that, pop culture reference and stuff like that. So you just got to kind of just drill that in a little bit. But that's how I see my Raptors. And I don't really respect the average NBA American fan because it's so mainstream ESPN driven. And just because the sport is based out of America, you know, I don't think they know shit, to be honest.
Well, Canadian made it. So
I have a question for you. True. As a number one Dishes and Dimes fan, how excited and starstruck are you right now sitting among three hosts?
I'm a big fan. You know, I listen to you guys. I tell you guys I listen often. I'm in your clubhouse rooms and stuff like that. So I like just kind of the impact that you guys are having on the sport here, especially in Toronto. I'm a Raptors fan, and it's what you guys and William Liu are probably the 1-2, you know, what I listen to in terms of my Raptors coverage. So, and I need everything I can get being in the United States because I'm not going to see it on ESPN. Not going to see it on Fox or anything like that. So kudos to you guys. So.
He's got 10 things from William Liu and 10 hosts from Dishes and Dimes.
Exactly. So
that's on par. How was the championship run over there? Because you said you were in Michigan for that, right? Not Chicago.
Yeah, I was still out in Michigan. I tried to get the day off to make the drive over. My boss said no. He knew what was going on. So
he knew he wasn't, man.
He wasn't going to hear from me for a week. He knew I was going to die there. I was going to be turning up crazy. So, yeah, like I had like the celebration stuff ready to go in game six. It was a little seesaw battle. So you didn't really know, but we took the drinking and turning up all the way to what, 2, 3 a.m. Barely got into work the next day. Lunch, you go to happy hour. After work, you go to happy hour. You figure it out. And so I just did all my celebrations. And then when the parade happened, you watch the live stream and you come into work a little buzzed. So hopefully no Bobby. Bosses or coworkers are watching this episode.
So, I hope they are.
That'll be a tough conversation. So. Yeah, no, it was fun, especially just like a lot of who I follow on Twitter, Instagram, like friends back home. They're like on Instagram, Snapchat, showing like their celebration. It almost feels like you're there. So, and then you just call them. Like it's like a big deal. Like, you know, we've been watching the Raptors our whole life, essentially, and then just seeing them win a championship, which almost felt like it'll never happen when you went through all those, like, We the North runs, the Vince Carter run against the Sixers. It almost felt like close, but maybe it'll never happen in my lifetime. And then it does happen, and it's just like, it's like almost a bigger relief for you as a fan than like the players would deal with, so.
Do you guys want to tank? Are you guys pro tank? I just have a question, because if you guys are, can we just spend the rest of Dishes and Dimes just talking about the 2019 championship run, so I don't relive these crap games?
Like, I was just gonna say this championship run conversation is the perfect segue into how we won over the Warriors, because that's the only thing we can celebrate right now. We have nothing else to talk about.
Oh geez, Louise, it's fun owning a franchise like that.
I know. And like, who would have thought it? Like, I remember I started watching right when Masai took over. So right at the beginning of We the North era. Coincidence, I don't know. But afterwards, like now at this point, I'm just like, I remember like cheering for first or second place all throughout the year. And now I'm here like, I wonder if we'll have a shot at the play-in tournament. Like, I wonder if we'll have a shot at a top five talent for next year. And it just feels so strange to go from, oh my God, like we are going to go far this playoff run, to I wonder what's going to happen to me in June without the Raptors happen in my life.
I will say though, the Raptors are the only franchise in that entire span that had that. So like there's, since 2013, every team has had a bad year, right? Like the Bucks had a year where they won 15 games. The Lakers had a bunch of years where they were down bad. The Nets, like any team that you think of that's at the top, had a bunch of years when they were down bad. The Warriors, of course, had last year. So like every team goes through it. This could be the Raptors one time. We could handle it.
I have a question for you guys, actually. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Reese, you go first.
No, Gia, just to follow up on your guys' point, we're kind of like in like a little bit of a no man's land right now, after just dealing with consistent excellence for the better half of our early adulthood years, to just an uncertain feeling. It's like, I don't know if I'm ready to be over 50 wins a year, touching 60 wins, long playoff runs into whatever this year is. And a lot of people are kind of struggling to let go because we don't know if this is just an outlier with what's going on with COVID and not being in Toronto and being in But fuck Tampa, excuse my language, you know. Excuse my language.
We've called it worse, don't worry.
Yeah, not a fan of Tampa, so.
No.
It's funny. Yeah, I'm allergic.
I was talking to a Bucks fan today, and you know, it's about the Drew, because I had a tweet. God, I don't know who found it, but there was a tweet where I was like, oh, when Drew Holiday leaves the Bucks and goes to like the fucking Lakers or whatever. And it was a tweet from January. So I don't know who the fuck was going through my tweets and, you know.
Oh, they 100% started Drew Holiday and Los Angeles Lakers.
And so like this Bucks fan is like, oh, have fun like tanking. Cause number one, we never wanted Drew. And for whatever reason, Bucks fans think we wanted Drew. And that's why we wanted him off the team. I just wanted him off the team for the chaos it would create. I don't really know where he was going. I didn't want him on the Raptors. I just wanted you guys to be miserable. so maybe this is all karma, but essentially he was like, have fun, you know, tanking. And it just hit me because I was like, holy shit, like we're legit tank. Like we're a bad team. Like I'm not used to being a bad team. Like this is some bullshit. Excuse my language.
It's very real.
Yeah. But then we'll tie that into... Tie that into Nick Nurse's comments this morning when he was asked about whether or not we're tanking or how he feels about it. And he goes out to say, we're not tanking. I don't like the idea of it. I don't want to hear about it. I'm here for the playoff contention. I still think we can win games. I still want to get better. And obviously we know Nick Nurse as the biggest troll in the world. What are your guys' takes on that after, you know, pretty much the entire fan base has clocked the fact that, okay, we're now tanking. We're on the route to tanking.
That's a good question. Well, Nick Nurse plays the media quite a bit, right? Like he likes to control his own narrative, and whether or not the tank is real, you don't want to like give off that type of energy to the team, especially since it's a relatively young team with the core and whatnot. These guys are in their early to mid 20s. They're locked up long-term. You don't want to kind of put that negative connotation of we don't care about winning into the air, especially when you're trying to build a culture that sustains winning and has seen so much success, and they're part of a championship core and whatnot. So I get why he does it. He plays the media often, whether that be players, whether that be his own schemes and whatnot, but that's all you can say. You can't outright say we're trying to lose, but no one's going to like it next year when we get a really good player into the fold and everything normalizes and Pascal's back to being where he's at. OG takes another step and stuff like that. So everyone's going to start being pissed. And then you have a really young, good player from college come in, and you know, you add that to the fold. So
speaking of that young player from college,
I was gonna say, I don't think they're tanking. Like, and here's why. The Knicks just destroyed the Pistons, I think it was. So like their net rating has gone up. But I tweeted something yesterday where the Raptors have what, the 7th worst record in the league, right? So they're losing a lot of games, but they had at least yesterday the 14th or the 13th best net rating in the league, right? And net rating has always been a better indicator of how well your team is doing than the win-loss. Because if you win by a coin toss, but you lose by 30 points, then you're probably not a very good team, right? So net rating is a better indicator of that. And the Raptors still have a positive net rating. The Blazers have a negative net rating. The Blazers just keep winning because Dame is incredibly clutch and they come in through the last moments, but they're not consistently beating teams, right? They're not at least giving teams big losses in the same way that the Raptors are when they're winning. So despite the fact that the Raptors are well below 500, they still have a positive net rating, which doesn't make any sense besides the fact that this team continues to lose the closest games imaginable. And when they're better than a team, decidedly better than the team like the Warriors, they come out and win by 50 points, right? So it's like they're still a good team. And to me, I think that like we were planning just sort of the schedule and the podcast, you know, who's going to be hosting. So we took a look at some of the games down the line, and like end of April, beginning of May is going to be a hellish time for the Toronto Raptors. But until then, they do kind of have a softer schedule. And I think we're going to start to see a turn. And I keep saying it. I keep saying the Raptors are going to like take a turn and they're going to start to improve, and they haven't done it yet. So maybe I'm just going to say this until May 16th and it just won't be the case. But their net rating remains good, which means that they're still out there trying in every game. They're in every game at the very least. They have a positive net rating, which means that they're an above average team, which does not make sense considering how many losses they've had. When we're removed from COVID, hopefully COVID stops harassing this team. I think the only player that's tested for COVID in the last 2 weeks has been a Raptor. So like, once COVID leaves this team and you're past that and they've kind of gotten used to the whole Tampa thing, all of those excuses come away, we're going to see this team actually build towards something. It kind of feels like every single time we've said that, something massive has hit them. Of course, the last time was when they won against Milwaukee in back-to-back games and they played their hearts out against Philadelphia and we saw how good this team could be. And then they obviously got hit with COVID. But I think that like at this point in the season, they haven't traded away Kyle Lowry. We know that there have been blowouts in the locker rooms because guys are upset about things. Fred VanVleet is not tanking. Pascal Siakam is not tanking. Kyle Lowry's not tanking. Nick Nurse certainly is not tanking. I feel like these guys are going to turn it on. And maybe that doesn't mean that you're going to be a four seed in the Eastern Conference, but you have a better net rating than the Heat. Why are we acting like this team is bad when they're looking to be a top four seed? Like, you still could be a good team. You can finish like better net rating than the Blazers and they want to be top four in the Western Conference. Like, you can still finish with a top six, seven, or eight seed in the Western, I mean, in the Eastern Conference and make the playoffs. I don't see that being out of the realm of possibility for this Raptors team.
Well, shit, I agree when you say it like that.
I see what you're saying. And I think I had that stance for the longest time up until trade deadline. And I think from that point on, yeah, we literally switched. We literally,
and that's had from the that point opposite on, like, stance prior to the trade deadline.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm like, you sound like me right before trade. I was like, oh my goodness, we still have time. We have the same players. We can put this together. We all got this. But I feel like it's too late now, especially given the fact that you've pointed out that schedule, that week long where Adam Silver is just making sure that we get our ass kicked right back to Canada. Like, that week is going to make us look like
just to let people know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Nets coming up twice. We're talking about the Clippers. We're talking about a back-to-back with Utah and the Lakers. It's going to be a hellish week.
We're talking, if you don't think Adam Silver hates us, look at that week. Just look at that week. That's all you need to know. That's all proof I have.
It's a brutal West Coast road trip that hits Denver, Utah, both Los Angeles.
You're playing Utah and Lakers back to back on a weekend. Like, have to imagine the Lakers are going to be more healthy. He doesn't give a fuck about you and your plans. He wants to see you.
I think the difference to me where I switched was prior to that, I thought that they were going to trade Kyle and Norm. And to me, it's like, if you trade Kyle and Norm, you're kind of signaling the kind of end of this We the North team that you were just referring to. But if you're keeping Kyle, use him. Let's have another playoffs. Like, why are we
yeah, but Randy can't use him. He's injured for how long now? Like, I doubt even
he'll
if we
be
come
back by May.
But at that point, you're gonna be what, like 12th, 11th in the conference? How do you pull back into?
You just need to be 10th. You just need to be 10th, and you're in the playoffs.
But I think the word tanking is the wrong word. Like, I don't think they're intentionally trying to tank. I think the situation in Tampa has been difficult for them. They're having issues in the locker room, obviously, COVID. So it's not that they're trying to tank. I think they're trying really hard in these games and they're always in it. You know, we know that this core at their best can beat the best teams in the NBA, period. But I just think a lot of it is out of their control, right? Like, Fred's injured now. Larry's out for a couple more games. I mean, Pascal and OG look good. Now I feel like their conditioning is a lot better. But again, you just never really know, especially in games against, you know, a Utah or a Clipper or, you know, or the Lakers.
And also it's really easy to look good against the Warriors right now. Like, it's really easy to look good against them.
There's some games where they look terrible, right? I get that. And I agree with Sandy that, like, I've always, like, even when I was on the pro tank side, I wasn't on a tank side because I don't think that you're purposely losing games. But I think that, like, to me, the tide has to change at some point. Pascal Siakam cannot, if I give you 50 million coin tosses, you are not possibly going to lose 50 of them. And it kind of feels like the Raptors have lost 25 coin tosses already. Eventually, these coin tosses are going to have to fall in their favor. Eventually, a game that is decided by 2 points is going to go the Raptors' way. It has to happen. Like, just mathematically, you have to regress to the mean. This is impossible for it to continue. If the guys are injured, then that's another step back and there's nothing you can do. And maybe you can call it tanking if they're purposely not bringing guys back in time. I just don't believe that, like, that benefits Fred in any way. Maybe for Kyle, I completely understand that for Kyle, maybe, because if he's thinking, I'm going to be out of here, no, like, regardless, or, like, it, whatever he's thinking, like, I can understand why Kyle would maybe do that to preserve himself for his big free agency, to get the most amount of money, to not risk anything. But for Fred, he got paid. He's 27 years old. Like, he's not trying to get a 19-year-old in the draft. He doesn't care about that. That's less money to him. You're making Cade 1 point. I don't know if Cade's a point guard, but, like, that's less money to him. That's less. He's not going to be the face of Osmos or the peanut butter sandwich or whatever the hell they're doing. Like, he's not going to get the endorsements. He's not going to get the playing time. He's not going to get the touches. He's not going to be trusted to do things. Players don't want that. And then eventually, when Cade becomes good enough to actually compete for a title, Fred VanVleet is over 30 and 5'8". What team, like, the Raptors are going to want to move on from him by the time they're really going to be good enough? It's going to be, well, no, this is Cade, OG, and Gary's team, and Fred and Pascal are a little bit older. They don't want that. Players never want to tank. It doesn't help them. You're just picking their replacement. They don't want that.
I've been saying this. Nobody listened to me. And now I'm on the other side. And now no one listens to me here. No one wants to listen to me. But the argument for the Raptors.
Want though, like
they're the ones on the court,
granted,
no, that's valid. But if the organization, like, if Masai's sitting back wondering, okay, like, can this team really take us to where we need to be? Like, are we trusting Pascal and Fred? Do we feel like they could take that major step? And if they feel like they can't, the organization is going to make decisions whether
not,
you
don't
want
you guys think, not, don't want, you guys think what the organization
means, not
the sorry guys
what that means is Pascal saying get me out of here, that means Fred saying get that's me out of here, that they that's not, it is in the players' hands, because the players will demand a trade out of here for sure.
I don't know
if you're forcing them
do
to
you not think
play,
that Masai, but you don't think that Masai's made a decision by not trying to get a big.
That's what I was just
gonna
say. Masai
no,
could have
because there's no big. Is he getting a Monstar? Like, I don't, is he like picking from Space Jam? Where are these bigs that are available? Who is the big?
Well, you had the whole year. You could have called up G League boys. Anybody's going to be better but than Aaron Baines at this point, though, Iman. Like, anyone's better than Aaron Baines. I'm better than Aaron Baines. I just found out RuPaul has 6'2". RuPaul can fill in for Aaron Baines. Anyone is better.
That's shorter than Gary Trent. No, but here, that's the thing. It's not, like, it's not that easy to get a big. It's like, finding a serviceable big is incredibly difficult to
do,
right?
True. But don't you think if that was the case, he wouldn't have signed, like, Ibaka to maybe 2 years at that point? Like,
but
he could at least offer him the second
though.
Year, right?
That was different, though, because that was prior to Giannis information. I think if we
I feel like he knew Giannis is not coming. There's
I don't
no
know. Here, why? Okay.
No, I don't think he knew.
He knew that Giannis wasn't coming. Why does Fred VanVleet contract set up that way?
It still is, though, and Giannis isn't coming. I feel like he wouldn't have offered that.
Well, now they have
it
signed. It's not like
you can't change
it.
No, no, obviously. But I feel like Fred wouldn't sign for a pay cut. The guy who goes by bet on myself.
It's not a pay cut. It's a dip in a certain year. He's going to get his 120 mil or whatever. It's just going to be, it's like me saying this. Hey, Noor, I'm going to give you $10 by the end of the week. So instead of giving you $2 a day, Wednesday will be $1 and Thursday will be $3. You're not going to be like, what? No, it's just like, it's still the same amount of money by the end of the week. I'm just scheduling it different because I know I have other stuff that I want to buy on Wednesday.
And the fact that he got Fred to buy in to getting less in the second year tells me that there was a big chance that we could get Giannis. So I'm not even mad at Masai.
I agree. There was definitely a realistic chance to get Giannis on this team. And the way that they structured this team, the way that they let Mark and Serge both essentially walk, and especially with the Serge deal looked like a sweetheart deal. In hindsight, we offered, what, 2/13, and he ended up taking 2/18. Was that the deal with the Clippers?
I think it was 2/19. 2/19?
We gave him 1 year.
We gave him one year at 14,
and they gave him 2 years.
He doesn't even play on the Clippers now. Like, he doesn't get ticked like that. So, I know we could have used them. So I think everything that the way that this team was set up was for Giannis, and it just happened that he didn't sign. Yeah. I think we're seriously in contention. I think it went down to the wire, what, a week before that extension was over, and then he'd have to play out the year, correct? So, yeah. No, it is what it is. It's unfortunate, and did it set us behind the eight ball with a big yes? But at the same time, the Raptors at their best want to go small anyway. So shout out Aaron Baines fan club. I know you're going to be on Norris Head before the end of this week.
They already saying know RuPaul. Who I am, where I live. They got my address. You want to fight, pull up. I don't care. Your fan, your number one person that you like have your whole fan club after is giving me acne. That's how bad he is on our team. And you
they're
have
funny
a fan
though. Club after. They're funny though. I'll say that. But no, like to me, I don't think Masai Ujiri didn't get a big because he wants to tank. If anything, Masai Ujiri, like in his time with the Raptors, the one thing that he hasn't done is really tank. When like there were a couple of points where you could have maybe blown it up a little bit earlier than what they did. He was very patient. He's been very patient. That's been his calling card. And to me, there's no big. There's none. There's no one out there. I don't want Andre Drummond. If it was Gorgie.
How about Deang?
I think fit matters.
If you were going to get Jang, but like he went to the Spurs. I don't know why he went to the Spurs. I personally thought he was going to go to the Knicks to reunite with Tibbs. Like I don't understand, but he had a million suitors. The fact that the Raptors weren't the one that got him. I mean, every single buddy and their mama wanted him because he was the best big on the market and available. After that, who is it? LaMarcus? Like who is it?
How long do we have Aaron Bates on the contract for?
1 year. That's it.
He can be cut. This summer.
It's a team option next year and they're not exercising that.
I think fit matters. Our best lineups are our small lineups anyway. He saw that the Alex Len and Aaron Baines experiments both didn't work. You cut your losses there and you just don't try to, you know, force square peg in a round hole by just going out and getting any other big. You just play small. You develop those small ball lineups. A lot of those minutes are going to go to OG. They go to Chris Boucher. They go to Pascal and using them in different ways. And then when a good big comes up, great. If not, you kind of roll the dice at this point in the year too, when there's a realistic chance of having a good pick in a really deep draft, you're not going to be like forcing a big just to have a big to maybe win one or two additional games. If this lineup and this roster can do it and get you in a play-in game, great. I look at the Nets, Bucks, Sixers. They don't want to play the Raptors in round one.
That's what I'll say. No one does. Cause like you look at who you have on the wings to go. Like OG Anunoby is a beast right now. Like no one is going to want to go up against him.
Yeah, that's legitimately.
We could have gotten Blake Griffin.
Thing is no one knew Blake was going to come back to being that good.
He would just be going to wherever Nor lives. Like we don't need him for the team. Like we would just send him over to you, sis.
Like, that's all I want anyway. Masai, pick up the phone. Do it.
I need someone that can bang bodies so that OG doesn't have to take 3 years off of his NBA playing.
Listen,
career.
He can at least catch the ball. He can at least catch the ball. Very other least, he can rebound it. Like that's all you need. And Aaron Baines is putting the ball in your own net. He's giving you negative points.
Aaron Baines is like playing 4-on-5 on offense too. That man just stands there. And I'm like, you're taking up the driving lanes. How are they supposed to get there? How do you want this?
And that's kind of the problem with going out and getting another big, right? You risk having some of the same problems with Aaron Baines where he clogs up the paint.
That's where I differ. Cause I'm like, there's anyone's better than Aaron Baines. Like you could have gone to anyone else.
That's true.
I don't want Drummond. I don't want any of these people. Like Drummond could really help you with your rebounding.
No, Masai doesn't fuck with him. So
Masai Ujiri is just going to be like, JV is better than you. First day he shows up.
The value I would have saw in Drummond, even though I don't think he's a good basketball player, is I do think rebounds matter.
Yeah, that's what,
and I think the team has good enough perimeter defenders that we don't need a world beater as a rim protector. I never thought we'd do, but we have a problem with second chance points. We have a problem with rebounding.
To me, it's not even about needing a rim protector, because I think the Raptors are fine on that front as well. Yes.
Their rim protector's OG.
Yeah, exactly.
Even Boucher.
And it's also it's about like, I guess
it's just the effort. Like, pretend you want to play basketball.
If you want a center, let's have a big body to like.
Well, Nor, Iman, you guys made this point that a lot of our losses this year are within the margins. Those 50-50 games, those are the ones that we're losing. And you look at kind of the stats, the rebounding and the second chance points.
That's what kills Raptors every time.
It's all your center position.
Every time.
You're losing because of your center position. That's it. That's the only
thing. Our bench.
The team needs to box out.
And then the lack of a bench.
Team that together wins.
Wasn't there a game where they only had like three points to like 30?
Part of the bench problem too, we can kind of put a little bit of the blame on Nick Nurse, and he's not staggering minutes the way he used to with Kyle and Van Fleet to kind of get, usually those boys are playing together and they're playing a lot of heavy minutes. Our starters are looking a little tired at times. You see that with Pascal, especially. He's getting a lot of tough defensive assignments, and then it's, hey, go get us 30. And he's not doing it at the rate that he was last year.
Like, he's had a lot of different lineups. Like, the Raptors have just had different guys in and out and multiple guys out for long periods of time. So it's really difficult to really find something that fit in there. Yes, the Raptors bench is bad. And like, we've all talked about it. Sandy, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I don't know what we say on here and what we say in Clubhouse, but like, these are just conversations that we've had where the bench are now the starters. And so you like, Nora, you talked about the We the North era, how the We the North era started, how Masai Ujiri did this is he traded Rudy Gay for a bench.
Bench mob. That's how
right. And you always, the Raptors legitimately always had a good bench. Like, I know people hate Patrick Patterson, but he was legitimately a very good player when he got to the Raptors. And you had Chuck Hayes, as much as I hate John Salomon.
Grievous Vasquez.
He was necessary. Grievous Vasquez like coming off the bench. Next year was Lou Will coming off the bench. Then they switched the defensive lineup. They had Corey Joseph. They had Bismack Biyombo. Like, no matter what, you had a good bench. And then bench mob, like you just said, was basically the starters. Like, you look up and down, bench mob is basically the starters, minus Jakob Poeltl. Like, that's exactly what we're seeing thrown out right now. So it's like, who is your bench going to be? You can't keep replacing these guys and expecting the next crop to come in. And the Raptors just haven't been able to find it, unfortunately. But I'm less worried about that and more worried about rebounding.
Can we get a Jakob reunion this summer?
I know. I've been saying that.
I would love Jakob Poeltl on this team.
Literally anything.
He's such a good defender.
I love him. He
can't shoot for his life, but he's a really good defender.
He would be so good on the show. Or like, bring JV back.
Bring Mark back.
Yo, Mark is basically expendable.
I will say this. Mark doesn't look good with the Lakers.
That's fine. Bring him home.
With us.
Mark's looking like he's
doesn't look like. He does not look like an NBA player anymore. And I love Mark.
I'm scared he's going to be retired. Like, I'm scared he's just going to retire if he can't. Like, he's probably going to try to win a ring with the Lakers.
Yeah, he'll stay.
You just might stay there. But, like, if they buy him out, like, come home, Mark.
Drummond is hurt too now. So they have no choice. They're giving Mark minutes again, but they don't want to. Yeah, like, Mark just hasn't.
All right. I'm sorry I hijacked that to go on the rant there. You were going to transition over into
the first point, Raptors versus the Warriors.
That was so much fun to watch. That was a great game for me, at least. Seeing a 50-point win, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking shit on Twitter. I enjoyed Pascal getting any bucket he wanted. Like, good for him. We've given him a hard time. I know I have. So good to see him.
For yourself.
You know, I've been a Pascal hater the last couple of weeks just because I know how good he can be. And so just seeing him being able to kind of get any shot he wants to, that buzzer beater where the guys just draped all over him, that was nuts. I enjoyed that. So
I'm calling it right now, the first game winner Pascal hits this season will be against the Celtics in a playing tournament. Bam.
Wait, are we going to see the Celtics in the playing tournament? Aren't they doing well? Like, I think they just won today.
Yeah, they're not doing well. They're going to be, you know what? I'm manifesting that they're going to be in the playing tournament. They're probably going to finish at like, six. Yeah.
I can't go through that pain again.
But I'm gonna manifest that they're not and call them the seventh seed and say that Seattle
losing to the Celtics was bad for me.
I don't care that we don't make the playoffs. I just care that Boston's making it over us. That hurts.
I can't do
the
that.
City of Boston.
The petty in me is coming out.
Exactly. And you know what? Now that my team's ass, I'm just going to call Boston people broke the whole time until playoffs happen. That's my shtick from now on. I don't care about anything else.
I've turned into just maximum petty as well. Like, I just want the Clippers and the Bucks to lose. Like, anytime I can watch the Clippers and Bucks lose, Celtics. I'm really happy. The Celtics are bad. So, like, I just, like, how do I, like, I'm not going to, like, shit on them already. So.
You don't need to spend that energy embarrassing on them already.
The Celtics have a lot of the same problems we have, except they're just, they win those clutch minutes that we don't. That's literally the difference.
Because they have Tristan Thompson and we have
Daniel Tice was Tice was solid for them last year, and like they gave him up for a bag of peanuts in Mo Wagner. So
he was still like I guess like Time Lord has come on, so they have their
Robert Williams is solid.
They've had their young piece, but Tice was good for them to start the year. Like I was just like I like him better than I like any of their bigs.
And I would have taken Daniel Tice on my team.
Oh, I'd take him right now.
Yeah,
I take it right now, easy.
I'm excited for Gary Trent, though. I feel like he's going to really mesh well with the development program. And one summer with Rico Hines, one summer with the Raptors, and he's going to come looking like a whole new person, even though he's, like, fantastic already. But, like, he's going to come back looking like, I understand the Norm trade. It sucks losing him. Hurts my heart. Can't believe I have to cheer for a different Raptors team in the Western Conference right now. Whatever, I'll get over it. But just
Nora, you move on quick.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do it. It's a business, isn't it? It's a business. But then the fact that we have Gary Trent and like just what he can do with the program, what he can do staying with the Raptors and how his game can develop. I think that's a very exciting thing to look forward to as a Raptor fan, even though like we're ass right now. But the next year when he comes back, when Pascal is back, when these young guys are locked in and they're playing in Toronto, hopefully, I feel like that's going to be a pretty telling season. I'll be fine.
He fits the look. He has like the look. He really has the swag. Yeah, like just he's your prototypical Raptor. Mm-hmm. Wearing his OVO gear. He plays defense. He hits big shots. Like he talks shit. I saw a clip earlier today of him chirping Paul George and giving Paul George a hard time in the bubble. And I'm like, yo, this is my new favorite player.
We love you.
This guy's it. That's exactly how I became a Gary Trent Jr. fan. It was just from that.
As I found a super killer, I was like, we're Gucci. Have a good time, Norm.
Right in.
Yo, I'm happy Norm is balling, though. Norm's doing well with the Blazers. They like him a lot, so.
I love that. Like, it makes me so happy. Like, not just Norm, but, like, every former Raptor. Like, I love, like, Spurs fans like DeMar DeRozan. It makes me happy. Like, Memphis fans love Jonas Valanciunas. That makes me so happy. Like, Portland Trailblazers fans, Blazers fans, I don't know. They love Norm. Like, that makes me happy. Like, I hate if a guy goes somewhere and they don't like him. Like, right now, Laker fans, y'all need to start loving Marc Gasol. Like, also, like, I kind of feel like Marc Gasol is, like, more Grizzly than he is a Raptor. Like, he'll always be, like, I kind of feel like, you know, we adopted him. He's not really our son. But the rest of them, it makes me so happy that their new teams love him.
I feel like Mark became Toronto when I watched the parade and he was just drunk off his ass, off the wine coolers. It. He was real Toronto man there.
That's going to be me once the world opens up and I have my vaccination. But, like, for, like, a week straight. So, watch out, Toronto police.
It's party.
Yeah, I don't plan on being sober when I get the vaccination.
I'm renting a club for a month.
The night before,
I'm gonna hold you guys to all of this.
I'm willing to accept a hangover at this point. Like that's how badly I want to be.
Sandy, I'm willing to accept getting kidnapped. I want the headache. You think a hangover or something? I'm
out.
I can push me into a car.
I'm out.
Please don't be kidnapped.
Time out. Sandy is willing to accept getting kidnapped even if there's no pandemic.
Y'all wild. I'll drink to that.
Inside joke.
Wow. Why are you exposing
that out there
on the pod? They don't need to know how I traveled around Colorado with the train.
With a rando. If you ever hear I lost my voice at that one. Oh my god. And if you ever hear about a podcast girl going missing in America, it might be Sandy.
It might be Nord too.
It might be Sandy.
I genuinely feel like if we have to do a true crime like episode, it's going to be about Nord Sandy. Like
I don't put anything past them anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be about Nord Sandy. It's going to be.
Thanks, Reese.
I don't put anything past them anymore.
I will retell your story, guys.
I feel like you're looking forward to retelling the story.
I'd like for you to be sad about it too, because you sound kind of excited.
Mine has her narrator voice ready.
I guess as someone who cares about the brand, I'm excited for Sorry, guys, that happens to me, because that's going to be a big, like, you know, show off. Like, our podcast member died on NBC State Line. You got to listen now. You have to.
What's wrong with you, Sandy?
NBC Dateline's going to come to us. I'm just going to be plugging the pod.
Chris Hansen sharing a story.
So what stories do you have?
I got the exclusive. Oh, man.
Sandy, you live a wild life. We already talked off air earlier, so.
I know. We're going to keep that under wraps.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
All right. So we're going to start with our game. Essentially, I'll start with the first letter, and you guys keep that going until the last person doesn't have any idea of what to say, and they take a big chug. We good? We game? We ready?
We got it. And okay. 1, 2, 3, Nor.
Gracias, Iman. So the letter A, I'm going to go with my number one pick, Aaron Baines.
Her favorite player.
I'm going to go with Alex Len.
Your turn. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Bam Adebayo.
Precious Achiuwa.
Aaron Gordon. Drink.
There we go.
Chug, chug, chug.
If you're drinking, though, I'm also going to drink.
Actually, me too. I just
forgot. Not as well.
It's just an excuse. Cheers.
I kept thinking Alan Anderson, and I don't know why. And I'm like, he's not in the league.
Wasn't he a Raptor?
Yeah.
At one point?
Yeah, for a while.
For a while. Okay. The letter B. Thanks for this, Sandy. Bam Adebayo.
Can't use that. Drink. She used it in the game.
Oh, is that
a different letter? No.
No, it's still. You can't use
that
it.
That is.
It's the same game. The game is
just
over.
Got me in the ass. It's not fair.
My turn, Bruce Brown.
Marvin Bagley.
Nora's ex-boy toy, Blake Griffin.
Ex, I wish. Ben Simmons.
Harrison Barnes.
LaMelo Ball.
Damn. That European guy. I'll drink. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yalitza.
The BJ. Yeah, is that how you say it?
No, drink.
Drink.
Drake.
She just said LaMelo Ball. Why don't you use his brother, bro?
I know, right? Like
I didn't think that one all the way through.
It's the American brain.
All right, C, let's go, North.
American education system.
Okay, number D. Oh, letter D.
Letter C, actually.
Letter C, Bob.
It's the White Claw. It's not me.
Is that the Canadian education
Karis
system?
Karis LeVert.
Okay. Cody Zeller.
Bruno Caboclo.
Drink.
Oh, goodness. See, like, that's like a particular letter. Like, I don't know too many.
It
C
is a particular
start.
Letter. It's
like one they're of all 26. Like,
one of 26 particular letters.
I almost said Christian Bale, and I'm like, that's the actor. Like, I'm like, I couldn't even. Oh my God.
All right. The letter D. Dwight Howard.
Dwayne Bacon.
Troy Daniels.
Dwayne Wade.
He's not in the league. Drake.
Oh my God. Can I get another chance though?
Okay.
Davis was right there, my name.
David Nwaba. Okay. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. I'll still drink though.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just gonna keep moving.
Okay. DeAndre Jordan.
Terrence Davis.
Boo.
Chris Dunn.
You said who?
Chris Dunn.
Oh, Chris Dunn.
Oh, Chris Dunn. Uh-huh. I heard Tristan. I was like, Tristan what?
Goran Dragic. Is that a D?
That's a D.
Kevin Durant.
That's a good one.
Davis Bertans.
Jared Dudley.
Barely.
Hands up.
All right.
Oh, nice.
So basically by that game, Reese, you lose, not only because you got the most wrong, but because time ended on your clock. You can't have it. The game of hot potato.
Wow. I'm not good at drinking games. Do you see
this? Listeners, like, the man lost.
Men don't know
the
sports.
Man lost. The three
and
women.
Go fix a tire or something.
Y'all know the what particular names.
Make us a sandwich, Reese.
Are you still doing it? Jeez.
Yo, my favorite is how it just went to, like, go to war. So much worse. I'm all for it, though.
These are the new gender norms. Since I don't know the names, I can. You know what? Never mind. That was gonna go south.
You use Bielitsa in your thing and to talk about us not knowing names.
Yeah, I don't know anything here.
You said David Nwaba.
you guys only brought me onto the show because I asked. So I asked enough times. So
should we try?
Yeah, because we're crying at 5 a.m. and we thought that's gonna make you feel better.
Do you guys want to try? It can be a team. It can be an executive. It just has to be in the NBA. It can be past, it can be present, doesn't matter. And you have to ask a series of yes or no questions to try and guess who it is. So maybe how we should do it is have one person in here, think of a person, and the rest of us ask questions. Whoever gets it right wins.
So it's like charades.
Essentially, but there's no acting. You just ask yes or no questions.
Okay.
Okay. So does anyone in here want to be the person who has the name, player, person thing? Think of somebody tricky and have the rest of us ask yes or no questions. I don't mind being the person if you guys want. Or
do it.
Do it, man.
I'm always bad starting it out. I need to, like, see the examples first. I'm a visual learner.
Yeah, I don't trust Reese already.
Okay. I'm not going to make it, like, too difficult. It's not going to be something stupid. Okay, I got my person or place or thing or anything. So y'all can go and ask me yes or no questions and see which one of y'all can guess who it is.
Is he white?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
All right, that narrows it down to like
that's like three basketball players.
Oh jeez.
What team does he play for?
You can't ask that yes or no question, bro.
Oh, it's yes or no.
The Miami Heat.
No.
Does he play?
Does
in
he
the
play
East?
For the Utah Jazz?
No, you can't ask for every single team.
Does he play in the East?
Yes.
Is he a shooter?
Sure. Yes.
Does he play for the Lakers? Wait, he plays for the East, you said?
Yeah, plays in the East.
Is he on the Bucks?
You guys have run out your is he on a team questions. We are done.
Is it
with that.
Aaron Baines?
Is Aaron Baines a shooter?
No.
Is he a basketball player?
Yeah.
Is he over 6'7"?
Yes.
Okay. In the East, over 6'7", white.
6'7", white.
Fuck.
Who the fuck is that?
Does his name start with a vowel?
You can't ask that. Fine, you can. Does his name start with a vowel? No.
Is it Gallinari?
Does he live in the city of New York?
Yo, sorry. Does he live in the city of New York? No.
That's a good one. Is he European?
Yes.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah, we're close.
Who's Eastern? European. Not just European. European
Eastern. Ding ding ding.
Yeah, that's you're good, Sandy.
Nikola Vucevic. It's the Milchmeister. I was like, I thought you were going to get an all-star. I was like, let me give an easy one. So if they say it's an all-star, they know that they're like, if I say yes, it limits it down to so many. But nobody even asked that.
Okay.
Y'all thought that was fun? But
the second you said white, I just tuned out. I'm sorry.
I was like, I was debating between him or Steven Adams, but I said, let me pick an all-star because it might be easier. And I said, I'm glad she didn't ask me. I'm glad I didn't go with Steven Adams because I don't know what race that man is. I don't know what to say. Is he white? Maybe. He could be, according to some, but I don't know.
I might slightly start cheating. But yeah, let's go. What's the next one?
Do another one? You want me to do another one? Or do you guys want to, does someone, does Sandy, you got it? Do you want to have yours now? Or do you want me to do it again? You can pass.
Let me think. I'm not.
I'll do it. I got one.
Okay.
You do it.
Okay, go.
I know you're about to be on some bullshit with
this. Does he play in the Eastern Conference? Does he play in the Eastern Conference?
Yes, he does.
Is he an all-star?
Yes, he is.
Is he white?
No, he's not.
All right.
Is he black?
Yes, he is.
Is he African?
He, I think so, yes.
You think
is
so?
Is he a big man? Is he a big man?
Yes.
Is he a big man? Is he a big man?
No.
Does he play for the Raptors?
No.
We didn't have any all-stars.
Oh, yeah, sure, we did.
So he's not a big man. He plays in the Eastern Conference. Not a big man.
Is he under the age of 26?
No.
So he's older. Okay.
I think.
Girl!
No, I'm pretty sure.
Is he a guard? Is he a guard?
Oh, that's too easy of a question.
What? Okay,
fine. Yes, he is.
You don't have to answer it. It's okay.
Larry?
I answered.
No, because he doesn't play for the Raptors.
Oh, he doesn't play for the
Raptors. Does he play for the Miami Heat? They didn't have a guard.
Is it Harden?
They didn't have any all-stars.
No. So he's African, over 26. He's a guard, and he plays in the East. Who are the guards in the East that are African?
Who are the guards? There's no African guard that was an all-star.
He might not be African.
Yeah.
You misled us. I knew you was going to be on some bullshit. Offer it.
Wait, does he play for the Boston Celtics?
No.
Has he played for the Boston Celtics?
Yes.
Oh, Kyrie.
Yes.
That boy not African.
Not an
He's from New Jersey.
I thought you meant like.
That man is born in Australia. That man is Native American, like, black.
Yeah, I thought you meant, like, you know.
I get it now. That's why I asked him, like,
yeah, I didn't know it was like he just came to America. I was like, yes, he's
that man's name Kyrie.
Okay, like African American. Okay, my bad. Yeah. I should have been specific there.
Yeah, okay. You're making me think I'm talking about like Ibaka or someone.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
When you said African, that's what I thought, like Victor Oladipo. I'm like, who's African?
I know, but it's because what's it called? Reese calls everyone African, so I'm thinking he just means like.
No, you know.
Yes, you do.
I only call the Africans African, like Serge. And Pascal.
That was fun, Reese. Do you want?
No, I thought you meant like African American. With
Sandy, have you thought of one yet?
Yeah, Sandy. Next.
It has to be a person playing in the.
It doesn't have to be current or past. It can be whenever. It doesn't have to be a person playing. It could be an executive. It could be a coach. It could be, as long as they're a part of the NBA family. Not media. That's too hard.
Media is kind of hard, yeah.
I actually kind of like this game. I can't even lie.
Let's see.
You might have done this something with this one. Are you going to like clip this one on the episode?
Yeah. We're going to try to like take clips of this.
Okay, nice.
Okay, let's.
Well, there you go. That's your material for me.
Is he African?
Does he play in the West?
Oh, wait, you thought of it? No, I wasn't asking. I was just
thinking. I lied. No. I don't have one. Go ahead.
Is he in the East?
She says she doesn't have one.
Oh, so who's next?
Sandy's thinking of it. Yeah. She got her thinking cap on.
Okay, okay, my bad, my bad.
I'm trying to find one that's like not easy, but
I purposely try to do an all-star for y'all. I just made him a white all-star.
I was also prepared to change his name halfway through. I was like, if you get on it too quick, I'm not Kyrie.
I can't think of one.
All right, we'll come back to you. You'll go last. Reese, you go now.
Okay.
So think of it now while he's doing this.
I got my player thought of.
All right, perfect. Is he an active player?
Yes.
Does he play?
Is he in the Western Conference?
No.
In the East? Okay. Was he an all-star?
No. Will be, though, soon.
You didn't have to throw that in, but all right. All right.
My guys,
does he play for the Toronto Raptors?
Yes, he plays for the Raptors.
Is it Fred VanVleet?
Is it Gary Trent?
It'll never be Fred VanVleet. it's not Gary, but that's close.
OG. It's OG.
OG. It's
Ananobi.
OG.
I love OG. It's like my favorite player.
Did he hit a game-winning shot against the Boston Celtics in the playoffs?
He did. He hit the fucking three. The fuck you three with less than a second left.
Was it the Fred greatest shot ever in franchise history?
Yes, because he's still on the team. That's the rules. Appreciate you, Kawhi, but OG's here to stay. So, as far as I'm concerned, it takes 15 guys to win a championship.
Facts.
Thanks, Kawhi. But there's 14 other guys in that team. So, all right, Sandra, your turn.
Yeah, sure.
Iman, you threw me off saying, is it Fred VanVleet when I said he's going to be an all-star? No.
Reckless?
He'd be on social media. He's gonna see that shit.
I know he'd be on social media.
I should have asked.
With his brand and stuff.
Users. Actually, they both do. Yeah. They both support. They both support him.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh. We going to save this part of the clip?
Yeah. Okay, I got. Yeah, we're gonna. I think that one should definitely be clipped. That's the way you said no kill be. Okay, I got a player.
All right, does he play for the Eastern Conference?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say the rest.
Does he have long hair?
No. Does he have blonde hair?
Long hair.
Long hair? No.
Is he an all-star or a former all-star?
No.
Does he play for the Los Angeles Clippers?
No.
I thought that was going to be Baca. I'm so sure.
Is he taller than 6'7"?
No.
Is he African? The definition we know.
No.
Okay.
Is he black?
Okay. Yes.
He's a black person who plays in the Western Conference that's under 6'7" and has never been an all-star. Is he under 26?
No.
25 and under?
Is it Dame Lillard?
Dame has been an all-star.
Oh, yeah, true.
Is it Lonzo Ball?
No.
Is it LaMelo Ball?
Lonzo's young. LaMelo's a baby and plays in the East.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is he a guard?
Yeah, ask questions.
That's true.
Here's a new rule. I feel like you can only ask if it's the player one time. If you get it wrong, you're out the game. That should be the rule for that.
Damn.
Race.
Oh.
That should be the rule.
I was going to say, Reese, you asked such a shitty question. You might have to come up with a rule on the spot.
Iman, you give me the Michael Jordan rules. You're changing up the game. Changing up the game for me.
No,
these are valid questions.
A player, you get one chance at, is it a player?
So this is like a Wheel of Fortune.
Basically, if you try to guess the whole thing, then you're out of here if it's wrong. I don't know if that's
the shittiest of like that Thursday night lineup of game shows. But anyway.
You said, is it a guard?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a guard.
Is it a playoff guard? Like his team is on pace to make the playoffs this year?
Yes.
So
is it Chris Paul?
Trailblazers?
Is it Chris Paul?
It's not Chris Paul.
Oh.
You're out of here, Noor. Noor, stop guessing players.
Yeah, Yeah.
She said an all-star. Why are you giving Chris here. Paul? That makes you listen.
Get her out of here.
She said never been an all-star.
We were worried about me here.
North. That was the fastest karma I've ever had in my life. I just got done with making fun of Reese.
Does he play for the Portland Trailblazers?
He does.
Okay. Was he just traded to the Portland Trailblazers?
Is it Norman Powell?
Is it Norman Powell?
It is.
Damn.
See how you ask questions until you're sure and then you get it.
Imagine you should thought about Norman. You had CJ. He like
that's
CJ.
That's why I asked if he was just traded there because I was like, it could be CJ,
okay,
or it could be Norm, and I have to figure out which one of these two it is because they've never.
Sandy, you're good at this game. I don't like how y'all are good at this. Not Nor, you and Iman. Y'all are good at this game.
That was fun though. I'm glad that we all did that. That was really good.
Pretty
that
good was fun. It too. Not bad, at least.
Okay. So are we like going for another round, or are we gonna end it here?
Whatever.
What do y'all think? Want to do another one?
And then we can pick the best one.
Okay, I'll think of one. It's my turn now. Let's see. I told you I was going to do Steven Adams. So I can't do that nigga again.
I'm going to follow the rules on this one. Like, I swear, like, I'll ask all the good questions. So.
Okay.
And have a good guess.
Okay, I have mine. Wait, you guys know that... Oh, I already shared this rule? Oh. Let someone else go now. I'll do the next one after this. Okay. Actually, no. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it. Okay. Never mind. Go.
Does he play in the Eastern Conference?
Nope.
Does he play on a playoff team?
Yes.
Wait. So no. It's a fringe playoff team because you thought hard of it.
Wait. Okay, can I ruin it? I was going to do a retired player, so I was just going to say no to all of your questions because you guys know that like we could do retired people as well. So I was going to say no, and then I was like, let me just change it halfway through because they're just going to be like, what? And I didn't think you guys were going to get it. Okay, so I'm going to...
Can I run it again?
Absolutely not. Okay, we're going to cut this out. So sorry. I'm going to do possibly someone who's retired or possibly someone who's active. You guys need to ask me that question. All right. Thanks.
Can I run to get my headset charger real quick?
Yeah.
It might look weird that there's like a cord sticking.
That's fine.
Right, I'll go.
You
I'll go
really ahead. Want to complete that telemarketer look for our listeners.
Wait, do you think that it's going to look weird if there's a cord attached to headphones? You know, like most headphones have cords.
But it's like a charger that's, you know what? You're right. I'll go get it. My bad. I need like 10 seconds.
Timer's on.
We're
longer than 10 right? seconds.
You better get on your ass.
Don't let it.
10 seconds starts now.
10. 9.
What are you guys doing?
Should I do a retired player or a non-retired player? I'll do a retired player. Ooh, is that going to be too hard? Okay, retired player is going to be too hard. I'm going to do non-retired. It's going to be too hard. There's too many.
Yeah.
Actually, fuck it. We're going to do a retired player. Fuck it. I'm doing a retired player, y'all.
Oh, that Bucks that Bucks fan is back.
Bro, ignore that nigga.
Fuck him. The white boy?
No. Remember that girl, that Bucks fan?
She's so annoying. The one that life, bro.
I be trolling her.
All right. Let's go. I just warned you guys that it could very well be a retired player.
Okay. But is he in the league? Yes or no?
No.
How long ago did he... No, it's yes or no, right? Did he retire within the last 3 years?
Did he play in the possibly? NBA? Huh?
Yes, he did play in the
NBA. Yeah. No, what?
Stop. All European best players. Basketball.
No, I picked player. Someone from the Israeli league.
Did he play in the NBA after? No, that's not a good question. Never mind. That was bad.
Is it Dwayne Wade?
No. Well, you can only
Yeah. Okay, can we like skip that chance?
Yeah, we'll pretend that you didn't do that.
All right, thank you. All right, my bad,
bro.
All right, has he retired in the last 3 years?
Let me check that for you. Yes.
So within the last 3 years, so like since 2018?
Yeah.
Did he play
Did he retire recently?
He retired within the last 3 years, my girl.
Is he on TV right now?
Sure.
Is he on?
To be sure.
Is he on TNT as we speak?
No.
Okay. Is he on TV at all?
No.
Was he an all-star?
Yes.
Was he an NBA champion?
Yes.
Did he win an NBA championship on an Eastern Conference team?
No.
Nice. Okay. Okay. So retirees in the West, retired in the last 3 years. And he was a multi-all-star, correct?
Yeah.
Did he average more than 20 points a game?
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. 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 So.
Did he play for the Spurs?
I mean, like. That's a good question. Hold on.
Did he play for the Spurs?
Okay, did he play for the Spurs? Yes.
Was he a big?
Yes.
Is it Tim Duncan?
No, don't guess it, guys. Y'all have more questions. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that name. Y'all have more questions. I'm not about to have both at the same time.
I literally got it.
Yeah. You guys did not get it. I'm not about to knock both y'all at the same time.
First of all, I'm mad I did all the grunt work for her to get it.
No, you guys didn't get it. It's not it's not that player.
You just changed your mind, Iman. I know what you did.
I've always had this player in mind.
Fuck.
It's not that player.
She gets it first, Manu Ginobili?
Stop guessing players. I'm telling you. Wait. It's not someone that you think of as a San Antonio Spur, okay? It is not a person that you're going to associate with that team. Did he technically play there? Yes. But you will not associate that player with this. You will not associate this player with that team. Y'all, I'm trying to help y'all right now.
Is he black?
Some more questions. No.
So he's white.
Mm-hmm.
A white guy that was a multi.
And he was a center? He was a big?
He was a big.
And he's retired in the last 3 years.
He has played center, yes, but you do not know him as a center. Yes.
Pau Gasol. I'm so good. I'm so good. But you threw it off when you said he's not known to be a Spur.
Well, yeah, because you guys were like, Manu Ginobili, even though I said a big.
Tim Duncan, that's a great guess. Tim Duncan's a great guess.
Technically. It was Pau Gasol.
Okay, okay. Nice.
And like, I was worried about the 20 points. I'm like, he technically averaged 20 points definitely more than once, but like, probably an 18, 19 points a game score most of his career.
Okay. Damn, that was good teamwork.
That was good. No, y'all mess up. Like, you guys would have been disqualified like early if I kept the rules in. Y'all suck at this shit.
I only said the name because she said the name.
I know you changed your mind.
I was going to do Marc Gasol or Pau Gasol. I was just trying to think of, and I was like, and then
I would have followed.
I'm just going to stick with Pau.
I would have followed the guideline and the rules if she didn't say the name first. So I was like, I have to spell the name too, so I can like prove you that I knew the name.
Disqualified. It was really left for Sandy to
guess. Well, Sandy was going to get it right. She was going to get it right.
I was just listening to y'all. I'm waiting so I could jump in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today. We had a great episode with Reese. So thank you so much, Reese, for joining us. If you guys would like to follow him, I can't tell you what his ad is. So he'll take the next 2 minutes to talk about himself. Go ahead, Reese.
All right. Thanks for having me. You know, I had a good time with you guys. Reese Zoe 101 on Twitter. That's because that was like my favorite show growing up. So shout out Jamie Lynn Spears. I'm sorry you ruined it for all of us, but I had a great time watching that show. So Reese Zoe 1 on Twitter. I have Instagram. It's private. Won't accept you guys. I have Facebook. Don't really use it. Snapchat. I'm also a part of a different podcast for the hockey fans, Third Intermission Podcast, if you guys are into hockey or black guys talking hockey. So check that out. But yeah, pretty active on Twitter. I tweet often. So check it out. Good tweets, bad tweets. Yeah. So just kind of kills time. 8 to 5. That's my prime range because I should be working, but I'm tweeting. So catch me there during then. And then basketball games. The Raptors are playing. So
I was worried for a sec. I thought it was going to turn into like a Zoe 101 ad segment. But
we-
I'm really glad that you turned that around.
You just blame Jamie Lynn for having a baby.
I mean,
it was a very important time in my life where I needed her and I needed a new season and she wasn't there. So for obvious reasons.
She wouldn't have had a child. How selfish can you be?
Reese said, I know you're standing here.
horrible.
Elite theme song.
It was horrible. They, like,
okay,
was,
Jamie like, Lynn, if you're listening, we're not fans right now.
At yeah. all. No,
can't listen, think about that.
If you guys do get Brittany, a reboot, though. I do love Brittany too. Shout out Brittany. Fuck Brittany. Justin Timberlake. Brittany. Justin Timberlake, you're scum.
Anyway, thanks so much for joining us, guys. We will see you next week, as always. Have a good one. Take care. And all aboard the tanking train.
Nah, we're winning it all.
Iman.
We're going to, bye, we're going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
We're going to the finals. Eastern NBA Finals.